Let's fire up some confirm or deny. Yes.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
And confirm or deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy F-Sport credits of up to $3,000 and a loyalty rate reduction of up to 2%. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all of the details. We know the way this works. We play it every week. A statement is made. We go around the table. Do we confirm it will happen or deny that it won't happen, I guess? Confirm or deny, assuming health. All right, this guy's healthy. He plays 82 games every year for the next 3 years. This year not included. Connor McDavid will be nominated for the Hart Trophy in each of the next three seasons.
I'm confirming it. Nominated. Top three,
nominated.
Right?
Yep, top three.
Come on, dude. Make us think a little bit. That's automatic.
Automatic.
I am going to deny it. I am going to deny it because history would suggest they missed the playoffs. He's not nominated. Like, that's the way the thing works. That's the way it works. Like, is Edmonton guaranteed to make the playoffs the next 3 years? I can't say
they're
guaranteed.
Well, they got McDavid and Draisaitl, and they got about 20-something million coming off the cap.
Close to $30 million to spend. And they
got to make sure you spend
players.
It appropriately. They could. I don't think it's a lock. I don't think it's a guarantee. And, you know, he's a rock star. I think it's a good chance. But history would tell. I'm curious how many guys have been nominated 4 years in a row because he's winning it this year. Right?
Yeah.
So if he wins it this year, then we're talking the next three gets nominated. How many players in history? I'm sure Gretzky did it.
Yeah, I'm sure Gretzky and Lemieux.
I don't know. Did Lemieux do it 3 years in a row? I don't know if he did.
Had to.
If he was healthy and played at least half the games, because even half the games he had 120 points.
That's true. Like he won it that 1 year where he played
He was
like
nominated
games.
1 year and he came back at Christmas time.
Man, I think he won it.
Ian Noodles were in the league.
That was 93, I believe.
No, we're talking about the later one where he decided to come out of retirement. He started at Christmas, December 27th. He was nominated for the Hart.
Yeah, not bad for Mario.
Yeah, I would, assuming health, and that's the big thing, I would say yes.
Okay.
I'm confirming it.
Confirm or deny, one of Carey Price or Frederik Andersen will not make a start in the opening round of the playoffs. One of them will not make a start.
Confirm. I confirm. I don't know which one it is, but confirm. I would probably lean right now towards Andersen, but that is completely a confirm.
I mean, basically what we're suggesting is Price would not return. Like, that's a possibility. So,
or Campbell runs with it.
Or Campbell runs with it.
I'm going to deny it because I think Price will play, and I think that there will be a point where Andersen plays a game, starts a game.
Yeah. I'm going to confirm it because I do think Price will be back. There's no reason. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't have access to that. But he's got some time. I think at some point during the series.
Well, he's skating full practice yesterday and today. Like, it sounds like he's on.
He's getting
the
close.
Road to play.
He's getting close, and they're going to have over a week. I think he'll play. So I think that's pushed aside. But I think if the Leafs play the Habs, I think the Leafs are going to win that. I'm not sure it's going to go that deep to the point where Campbell needs to come out, you know, unless we're talking injuries. But that's a tough one, but I will confirm it. Confirm or deny, Bob Baffert, a.k.a. Bob Palmero, will be banned for life from running horses at the Kentucky Derby.
I'm going to confirm that. I think Bobby's going down a rabbit hole right now, like Roger Clemens, and he's done. Bobby Palmero is done.
Yeah. Churchill Downs has already, you know, banned him. I don't know if it's a lifetime ban, but he's pretty money for them, though. I could see him being unlikable, though. I'm sure they hate him there for whatever reason. But lifetime ban? What do you think, Nils?
No, I'm denying it because I think what he did is his PR team and everyone else got a hold of him and said, go and disarm them with the truth. Actually, yeah, I did make a mistake. There was a test here. Okay, you're going to be banned or suspended for a year, or you're going to be fined. Like, He'll find his way back. He's too big for business. Like, he's, whether you like him or not, they like having that name. He's, again, I know nothing about horse racing.
But he's always around. You know Bob Baffert.
Gotta get Eddie O tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Like, I'm with you. I'm denying it, too. I think he'll be there next year. Three-piece suit, shades, salad. Like, he'll have a horse right in the mix who it might be a tainted horse. I don't think he's going to learn from this at all, man. If you're in the horse racing game your whole life, like Bob Baffert has been, you've seen every trick of the trade. You've dealt with every commission.
He's Patrick Reed.
Yeah, he'll figure it. He's Patrick Reed. He's seen it all. He's done it all. He knows it all. He'll figure it out. Confirm or deny, Alek Manoah, who is a stud in the Blue Jay system right now, should be fast-tracked to the majors and in the Blue Jays rotation.
Confirm. Why not? Give it a shot. See what he's got. Your other guy came up and Greg Norman did, so bring someone else up.
I'm denying it. We just talked about it at the start of the show.
Right.
You're force-feeding the guy in there going, oh, you're good. Okay, go in. Like, if his progression is not where they want him to be, where you're like, oh, are you good to go? Come on up. I think what you're doing is maybe placing him in a bad situation, and you can
set his development
back.
Sometimes somebody needs a gold dust sniff.
I agree. And, you know, he's 23. It's not like he's 19.
Right.
I think it's naturally that you've got to bring up pitchers. You've got to bring them along and make sure they're comfortable before they get fed to the wolves here.
Yeah. The operative word is fast tracked. That's why I will deny it. I think he should be appropriately tracked. And if that means he should come up in a week or 2 weeks, like this guy, to your point, he's 23, he was drafted a couple of years ago. He's been in the system. He's a big boy. He's got fire. He had a great spring. And he's already in AAA. It's not like this guy's in low A and you're calling him up out of nowhere and he's bypassing the whole system. Like, they put him there for a reason because they thought he was close. Appropriately tracked. Fast tracked, that's proving you're desperate. I think this whole back and forth with Pearson is even more proof of that. I mean, they call him up. Clearly, he wasn't ready. Clearly, he was uncomfortable. They give him one start. It was a blow up. It was brutal, and they send him back down. Right. You know, they're in a position of desperation because we all knew it was coming. The rotation isn't good enough, but appropriately tracked, fast tracked. You can't do that with a guy who you think is going to be a stud for you. You know, like you're this guy. This isn't about the next 50 games. It's hopefully about the next, you know, 5-10 years and him being a big part of your rotation. Confirm or deny, the Bruins-Capitals series that begins on Saturday night will turn into an absolute war and be the most physical series of the first round.
That is an absolute confirm. The Bruins like to get involved with that. I think Washington with Chara there and Tom Wilson and the incident with Carlo, and I just think this is going to be must-watch TV this series.
I'm denying it. Did anybody pay attention to what the hell went on in Tampa the other day in Florida?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even talk about it. Like, if Tom Wilson doesn't play for either one of those teams, there was suspensions and fines, and it was an absolute gong show. It was feathers. I don't even know if it got any coverage.
No, it didn't. It didn't get any coverage because it's two Florida teams, and no one up here cares.
It was crazy. Like, it was a bloodbath. There was spearing and Maroon, you know, he got in trouble. He got suspended because he circled back and pushed a linesman out of the way. Like, if Tom Wilson was doing that type of stuff,
right?
Out of the league.
Of course.
And, you know, there would have been the people yelling and screaming, kick him out of the league. But that, I think that series has a potential for explosiveness.
I think you're right. I'm going to deny it based on the field and based on the history of playoff hockey. I definitely think it should be the favorite, even with everything you just said. You're talking about some mammoth human beings on both teams, both really good teams, both like seasoned veteran teams, guys on both sides like Marchand and Wilson are in the series. You know, like they're both going to be up to trouble. I cannot wait for that series, and I think it's got all the potential in the world. But you're talking about the field here. Seven other series where all hell could break loose.
Right.
You know, like Vegas, Minnesota, if it comes to that. Or who knows what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But anything is a possibility in terms of just craziness. And it's going to be fun. And it's definitely going to pick up the intensity. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Final one here, confirm or deny. if the Lakers play the Warriors in the play-in round. And as of now, that is going to happen. 7th seed Lakers, 8th seed Warriors. It'll be the highest rated game of the first two rounds of the playoffs.
Not even a question, dude. You're talking about LeBron, Steph Curry. Whatever LeBron does, dude, you know he's the most watched thing. And then you throw Steph Curry into the mix, that's a slam dunk. I'm shocked that you came up with that.
I'm confirming that. I agree. Not as shocked, but I just think it's – I agree. Everything you just laid out, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on that.
What if in the second round it's a Game 7 featuring the Lakers? Lakers-Clippers in the second round, Game 7. You're telling me that couldn't be bigger?
Doesn't matter, because you're throwing Steph Curry into the equation too.
And, I mean, two massive markets, San Francisco, the Lakers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Kawhi and Paul George, as good as they are, they don't have that sex appeal that Steph Curry does.
No, they don't. They don't.
That's right.
And
so
it's
that's
new.
Why it's a slam dunk confirmed.
I guess I'll confirm it. You've talked me into it, but I actually was leaning deny earlier this afternoon because I don't know if people are going to react to the play-in. We've never really seen it. Yeah. You know, I know where they did it to an extent with the bubble last year, but this is totally fresh. People really going to understand it? Like, it's kind of a complicated system, and I don't know. Yeah. But it's Lakers, Warriors. I mean, that's a dream come true for the NBA. And I don't know what network has it, ESPN, TNT. Someone's got it. They're going to make a lot of money.
And regardless of the situation the Lakers are in, just don't be shocked if LeBron marches all the way to the finals again. Just
of course. No one's going to be shocked by that.
You want to know the most disrespected team in the NBA? Take your guess, Hayes.
Are you going to say the Lakers?
No. As far as, like, talking about winning and great chances, do the Utah Jazz, have you ever seen their record, man?
They've lapped the field in the West.
And no one says a word about them.
No.
Casual fans like me will say, yeah, LeBron's going to go to the finals. You don't even talk about Utah.
It's all about history.
And they have the best record in the league, I think.
They do. They've been dominant really from the start. I mean,
yes.
Phoenix is kind of with them, but they're the best record in the league. And Rudy Gobert is so underrated. Donovan Mitchell.
No one
Connelly's
talks
there.
About it, dude. No one.
No one talks about it. It's the market, right, in their history. Confirm or Deny brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy F-Sport credits of up to $3,000 and a loyalty rate reduction of up to 2%. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all of the details.